You are surrounded by a bubble of benevolence. And this bubble of benevolence is interacting with the nodes and knolls of the planet. And the energy of the knolls, feel that energy pushing up through the bottom of your feet, traveling through your body. And as it moves, it is collecting every negative emotion that does not serve you, that does not honor the magnificence that you hold. And let the energy of those knolls carry this inappropriate energy and push them out through the top of your crown. It is going to push those energies to the nodes on the planet. And those nodes are so sacred, so powerful, that instantly upon contact, those negative energies that were within your Akash and now transmuted, burned up, cannot exist. Inside of you is the spark of divinity, and it is hooked to the field, and the field is biased in love, and you are surrounded by a bubble of benevolence. Perfect synchronicities are unfolding for you. Expect miracles in your life.
So there's good day to you. So very good to see your love, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest beings of light. As we've just experienced, if you are not here and listening to this future, in the future, then you don't know what we experienced, and therefore you need to come to a live event somewhere in time, huh? We've just seen on the screen all the nodes and knolls and the matching of those power points on the planet. So you see, it is no accident that the vessel Marilyn and the joy just came from Mount Ida, one of the power sites, the nodes of the planet, to bask in the crystalline waters of Lake Wachita, to wash away anything that no longer serves. For you see, in these times, they are a changing, to quote some song somewhere, that changing effect is affecting everything on this planet. That is why we bring you to this sacred land here in Unity Village. This land itself was divinely chosen, yes, by Myrtle. She saw the vision, and her intention was to always, always be in joy, in perfect health, and in joy. That is why she built the Fillmore Manor built with no kitchen, because she did not like to cook. It was separate from her joy. And we want you to know that is your birthright. Joy. That is indeed your experience, and why from the Pleiades you came here on this planet to radiate that joy. And anything that does not radiate joy within you is just to help you see the difference. Huh? You know, when you're not in your joy, you think, oh, I know what joy feels like, and it gives you a pathway to move back to it. And that pathway, breathe it in. Those sacred steps that you are taking to your joy is a powerful walkway. our dearest Myrtle, who had the vision. She came through with the focus of being a child of God. Yes, I am a child of God, therefore I live in joy. Well, you are a child of God too. And you know, when you think of that, you know your parents here on this planet, the mother who gave birth to you and the father who fathered you, no matter how you feel about your parents these days, they are still your parents. Yay. Celebrate them, for they gifted you with life. As God gifted you. So you have that same essence. You are have that same DNA or whatever structure of your physical parents on this planet. And as they say, you are a child of God. So you have that same divinity within every cell of your body. Now think of that. Or better yet, feel that. And as you feel that divinity, that essence, then you say, I am here to be joy. I am here to be love. I am here to be the true essence of who I am. And then as you breathe into that essence, you feel that rippling effect that goes out to the planet. And as you have that rippling effect out to the planet, every human around you feels that same essence. And as you are simply living the light that you are, just moving about in your everyday world, those around you will want what you have, for they will sense it. Yes? They will feel it, and they will feel, what is different about this one? What is different about this one? They must know something that I don't know. And then you get to just smile. And as you just smile, that radiance flows forth from your essence out into your field, which touches their field. And they are reminded once again of the divinity that is within you and within them. Shift, and the world around you shifts. We've been saying that for many years here on this planet. That is the key. To know that that rippling, heart-centered divinity, breathe into it, that is in your core. It is a part of your lineage, dating back to the Pleiadians, dating back through God, or Source, if you prefer the term, is still you. So how can you be anything other than perfect? And all the little bumps along the way, they just add to your perfection, for they give you wonderful stories. And then you can share those wonderful stories. And when you share those wonderful stories, they help teach others to be the teacher that you are. And as you are that teacher, The universe has tapped you on the shoulder or the crown chakra and said, remember who you are. A child of God. The joy that we gave you at your birth is to be radiated throughout this planet. And we are thankful for your service. We are thankful for your presence. We are thankful for your love, your light, your tears, your fears, your joy. And for that, we love you intensely. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening who didn't know it, those listening later, perhaps, who didn't hear it, that Aranda has spoken about your birthright. We have said this before in different words. We said it is your lineage. Indeed, your birthright and your lineage is that with free choice, with you cognizing more truth every day, you start to grasp a hold of what you've always had. A maturity of consciousness that starts to lift you out of the fear, the anxiety, of the hurt, of the worry that is so prevalent at the moment that this particular channeling is being given. I am so aware of who listens. How many actually are there? Every one of you, dear ones, is known by God, all of you. Your names are known. Your past lives are known. How would it make you feel to know that the purpose of Earth and you, an alliance, is known, and that it lays there ready for you to say yes? Imagine that there is something larger that you're to do here. And to some it frightens them and say, well, I've got enough now and I'm worried about this and that. Don't confuse me with another assignment. What if all of this virus, would change not only history but you? This is not a bump along the way, dear ones. The virus is going to be a marker in history where everyone will remember what they were doing and what happened to them. Even the youngest of children will learn it from their parents. What happened to you? They'll say, during the virus, what we did with you to survive during the virus. I'll tell you something, it's in the field and you'll think it's kind of funny. Already, this virus is going to create fashion changes. In the field, ladies, imagine buying a dress with a matching mask. And when you don't need the mask anymore, there's going to be a button for you to keep it. And it'll hang on you just in case you need it, even after this is gone. A fashion statement, a remembrance of this time. This is in the field, not just being thought of, but in the works. And there will be so many who will purchase it for fun, and then they'll realize it's a fashion statement. You went through it and you made it. And you'd like to wear that dress. If you never put on the mask, it's still something that will be there and hang there. And people will remember the time of COVID. Let's talk about the time of COVID. What you don't understand is that there also will be celebrations of COVID. And you might say, crying, that's not something we can foresee. This is a major time of shift and release. History will show what has happened. And we mentioned that earlier. What will happen now, and to history, what had happened to so much of, whether it's your media or whether it's your stores or whether it's your sales, your commercials or whatever, a change due to this time will occur. But the personal change, some of you in the future will look back and say, wow, without COVID, I would never have been released from this and from that, from this company, from this job, from this relationship, from thinking a certain way. Some will say, I got a release of spirit because of this. It sent me into a place of quietness, a place I would never go to, a place that's been known by the Hindus and the monks and the Buddhists for years and years. They've created these places so you could go and be alone and with yourself. Meditative centers, not necessarily what you have in your life or necessarily for your culture, and you were forced into that spot where you started thinking about you. Your birthright is joy. Your birthright is happiness. Your birthright is being peaceful with your life, even in a busy society. And those who have received that will stand up and say, I never knew it was possible to be busy like this and yet so peaceful with everything that's occurring. It's a knowledge that goes beyond logic. A peace, they say, that passes understanding. A phrase you've heard before that means you really don't have the reason to be peaceful. That would be 3D. But oh, you do. It's an indication, a cognizing of who you are, the relationship that you have with the Creator, a child of God. So no matter what is assailing that which you call frustration, normalcy, whatever, you're still sleeping at night. Because every morning you can say, I will get through this and this or something better. And you're right. As time goes on, you will look backwards, and many of you, as I said, will say, because of COVID, I escaped. Because of COVID, there was a release. And it goes so deeply, dear ones. It's a release of the mud and the mire and the tar that you walk through called old energy, a realization of things you didn't have before. The release of inappropriate things in your life, alliances, friendships, partnerships that shouldn't be there because of your magnificence, because you've moved past them. Let me take you to a time, it's in the field, 2102, 100 years, and give a little more. 2102, 100 years and a little more. There will be a celebration. There may even be a holiday, honoring those who, they say, died in this particular time. But to you and your family and perhaps your heritage, it might be a celebration. A special kind of food will be prepared. Don't laugh. It'll probably be the food that you had to eat during COVID. There'll be a lot of frozen dinners. And you'll put on a mask just for a moment and take pictures and talk about the day when your family was released or your lineage was released or you found what you found. And it's a celebration. Can you imagine such a thing? Well, I want to tell you, this is in the field, because that is what COVID is about. It's a release from the old energy ways that never would have been released without it. They've called sometimes They've called it a reboot, which is, of course, a technical term, which means come to zero and start over. And the coming to zero and starting over means that all of the old ways, the trainings, the habits, the ways of being, the paradigms, go away. And you come at the puzzle fresh and clean, with no encumbrances of what was there to keep you from changing. That is the release. That is the main thing that COVID has given you. Oh, Cryon, I can go there, but I cannot ignore those who died. There can't be a release when you think about the passing in advance, perhaps, of when they would have gone, of the elderly, of those who are missed so greatly, the sadness that was there. You don't understand. You don't understand. Oh, if I could put them together right now in this room for you, all those who've passed right now in this room, they would yell and they would cheer and they would laugh and they would throw confetti and blow up balloons and say to you, it isn't what you think, it isn't what you think, it isn't what you think. The only sadness is those who've left. There is no sadness for passing into the arms of God where you belong, where you meet the family again. You don't understand. That's a release. It's a different way of thinking indeed. It is a mature way, understanding way, knowingness inside that you are never alone and there is no death. All here will come back and continue the lineage of the old soul and the birthright of joy. And so it is.